Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show, Thursday, June 2nd, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the Senate has passed a bill that would suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years. Lawmakers voting last night, 63-36. The bill now heads to the president's desk. President Biden says he'll sign the bill as soon as possible and address the American people tonight. Two, the Senate also approving legislation to block President Biden's student debt relief program. Senate passed that 52-46 in a bipartisan roll call vote. John Tester, Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema joining Republicans in voting to nix the Biden plan. President says he'll veto that bill. And three, teen birth rates at another record low in the U.S. The CDC reports teen birth rates dropped 3% last year. Smaller drop than previous years, but teen birth rates have fallen an average of 8% each year since 2007. That's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for being alongside on this Friday morning all across the great state of Michigan. Happy to be with you today and Monday. Steve is back on Tuesday of next week. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Also, here at Hillsdale, I'm a lecturer in journalism. I teach in the journalism department. I'm the general manager of the student radio station, working with our fine students here at Hillsdale at WRFH, the award-winning radio station, the 2023 Michigan Association of Broadcasters audio station, college audio station of the year, in fact. I also host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend, and the Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast, Political Beats. I write stuff. I'm all over the place. By the way, this week's Radio Free Hillsdale Hour features John J. Miller, director of the Dow Journalism Program here at Hillsdale. Also, Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation with election integrity information, and Richard Samuelson from Hillsdale in D.C., looks and tells us about America after affirmative action as we await those decisions from the Supreme Court on that topic. Joe Biden yesterday with a couple of things to talk about. One, he fell. If you haven't seen this video, he's handing out diplomas. And after the last one, sort of turns to walk away and falls. Lands on his hands and knees. Secret Service runs over to pick him up. And it is, it's just always dangerous. If an 80-year-old person falls, there's a danger of some serious injury. President's okay. Says he tripped over a sandbag on the stage yesterday as he turned to walk away and seemed to be okay. No major injuries. That's good. But as an 80-year-old running for another 4 years in office, his age and incidents like this are going to continue to play a role in the campaign. Not the first time. Recall he fell off a bike. Recall he has slipped down the Air Force One steps. Recall he broke a foot while playing with his dogs back in 2020. Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday in Iowa had a line about this, wishing the president well while spinning it towards something that would benefit perhaps him. Governor DeSantis yesterday on the campaign trail in Iowa. Cut one.
Now, he did see, I think a lot of people saw, he had a fall at this Air Force event. And, you know, I don't know if he sustained injuries, but I just want to say that we hope and wish Joe Biden a swift recovery from any injuries he may have sustained. But we also wish the United States of America a swift recovery from the injuries it has sustained because of Joe Biden and his policies.
Ron DeSantis yesterday in Iowa on the campaign trail. The president's fall might overshadow this story that also happened at the graduation ceremony, except for the fact that it would never be covered anyway. It would overshadow it if anyone were interested in covering it. This is a frequent thing. Joe Biden is one of the biggest fabulists, or another word for liars, to be president. Especially when it comes to his personal story, the amount of times that Joe Biden has lied, blatantly so, about his past and his life while president is really crazy. And he did it again yesterday. there's this story. I'm going to play the story and tell you what happened or what didn't happen, I guess. This is Joe Biden yesterday at the Naval Academy graduation ceremony. Cut one.
When I was graduating from high school 300 years ago, I applied to the Naval Academy. And I was picked by the senator. There's two ways senators can pick. You can pick individually, or they can name 10 people and let the academy choose. I was a relatively good football player, so I had a shot. And I remember the day that a guy named Steve Dunning from my class was also nominated. Drove up, was about 7 in the morning. We were going to drive down to Annapolis. And I had just heard the night before they had a halfback named Joe Bellino, won the Heisman Trophy, and a quarterback named Roger Staubach. I went to Delaware.
All right, there's the story. It was the Air Force graduation ceremony. I don't want to lie to you. The Air Force graduation ceremony yesterday, but the story about the Naval Academy. That is a debunked story. It didn't happen. There's no record of any of these things happening. The president also spoke at the Naval Academy graduation in 2022, telling a slightly different version of the story that was also scrutinized and debunked. In the previous version of the story, a Delaware senator appointed Biden to the Naval Academy in 1965, and then Biden later defeated that senator to win the Senate seat in 1972. But Biden graduated from Delaware in 1965, graduated from the University of Delaware in 1965, meaning his timing was way off. Biden did play high school football in high school, graduated in 1961, member of Delaware's freshman team. And this is at least the third time and the third different story he's told about the Naval Academy appointment. He told another story in 2010. He's told stories about his background throughout his time as president that have been embellished, driving an 18-wheeler, getting arrested during a civil rights protest. And he tells stories in a way that make them very easy to be debunked. Like the years are totally off. Like this one, he says he was appointed to the Naval Academy in 1965. He graduated from the University of Delaware in 1965. It's completely impossible. And no one ever in the legacy media, corporate media, will say President Biden told a fake story today. President Biden lied to Air Force graduates today, telling him a fake story about his Naval Academy appointment. It just doesn't happen, even though the amount of times and the frequency with which Biden tells fake stories about his own life is just crazy. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine's been locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Check them out at WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. Still to come this hour, Steve Doolin up next. Mark Hemingway, the cover story of this week's Washington Examiner on the FBI. And then Jim Holcomb, the Chamber President, Michigan Chamber President. All coming up before we're done this hour on the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.